Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voice of Small Business, The Competitive Edge, with Janice Montgomery, Albokai Strauser. Hello, everyone. You know, this show has been a joy for me since 2008, actually December 10th on 2008, we've been on Blog Talk. This show was really one of the first shows to really highlight small business owners on web-based radio. 2008, that's been, think, 7 years we've been on this show. So I love what we do. We have a lineup of professionals. We've got a great professional today, Ms. Peggy Edge. We'll talk about her in a minute. But we want to make sure that you understand that our show is dedicated to the survival and the promotion of small business. The Voice of Small Business, Radio Main Street. And that means we talk to the people with their boots on the ground. We're doing business as small business owners every single day. Small business owners every single day. Our guest today is Ms. Peggy Edge on the Competitive Edge. Hey, Peggy.
Hey, Janice. How are you doing today?
I am fabulous as usual. You know, I love this
too.
Show. I love what we do. And today we're talking about networking, effective networking, which is a passion of mine. Now let's talk about you for a minute. Just tell your story. Go ahead.
Great well, here. I've been actively networking, I guess you would call it officially, for about 17 years, but I think my entire life I've been networking one way or another. But about 16, 17 years ago, I got involved in a business-to-business group here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and just went in with both feet, became involved in leadership of that organization, ended up directing it as the president for 4 years, and watching many folks come in and out of the door over that time frame and how they could grow their business and learning how to grow their business. So I've coached and I've mentored hundreds of sales executives, business owners over the years on how to network and how to do it effectively where you don't have to cold call. I'm a firm believer in not cold calling.
Well, you know, Peggy, I do both. I've been networking now since 1997.
Yeah.
And we've been doing this about the same time, right?
And pretty much.
I remember,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I remember back in the old days, before the internet, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You had to cold call.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And now, go ahead.
Well, when I started before the internet, I would actually didn't realize what I was doing, but I'm in packaging sales is my primary business. Mm-hmm. And I would go in to see a company and I would ask the operations guy or whoever I was calling on, who are your competitors in the area? And then, well, it's, you know, so-and-so down the street and these people over here. And, well, do you know anybody in that company? Well, quite often, you know, they would tell me, they'd give me a referral to somebody, or you know, you have to kind of be careful about that because sometimes they don't want to tell you about their competitors. Or I would even ask them, who are some of your vendors? You know, who are some folks that you call, that call on you here in the Dallas area? And so I would get the names of some of those companies, and I'd go call on them. So indirectly, I was networking before networking was.
Well, you know, that's networking, Peggy, and that's effective networking. And you know as well as I do, in our area here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex,
there are thousands of networking meetings.
That's true.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
That's true.
And
yes.
And so, and one can really, they could really spend their whole day, week, going to a networking meeting.
Well, I've met those kind of folks before.
Yeah.
Their breakfast, their lunch, and dinner. Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's been my experience that they can do that. That's great. But then where's the follow-up?
Uh-huh. Well, and also, where are their loyalties? So, say, for example, you know, you're a realtor or a banker, whatever industry you're in, and you go to two or three different groups each week, and someone asks you for a connection, well, you know, where's your loyalty? Do you give them three or four different people they can contact? Those are usually not even considered referrals, because a referral is different than just a lead. But you can really network yourself out of a job, I believe. I firmly believe that.
I believe that as well. Now, let me ask you a few questions. Let's talk about what is exactly, from your point of view, is effective networking.
It's, number one, you've got to have a plan. If you drive from L.A. to New York or New York to L.A., you've got to have a road map. You've got to have a map. You've got to know how to get there. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that I see in the marketplace when people are at networking events. If they come in because their boss either told them to go, or maybe they're trying to meet a quota and they're, you know, they're pounding, trying to get this to happen, and they have no clue why they're there. So the very first thing you have to do is you've got to have a plan. And then you've got to determine your ROI of activities you're doing already or what you want to do. And most people think about that in terms of hard cost. You know, what are membership dues if you belong to a chamber or belong to an organization? But think about those soft costs. It takes me about 30 minutes to get to my weekly networking event. So I'm 30 minutes there. I'm an hour and a half at the event. And then, you know, I always stay over and visit with some folks, and then I'm 30 minutes back home. Well, I've already blown 3 hours of my day. So those soft costs, they're probably more critical than the hard costs are, because you've got to figure out what you're doing there.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's been my experience that those soft costs are not even calculated.
And no, most people don't.
No, they don't calculate those, so go ahead.
Well, no, they don't. Most people don't calculate those. But you've got to do that, because if you don't, you know, you could be wasting, you know, very valuable time that you could be selling, or you could be generating more synergy partners with one or two people than you are with going to five different events. So, it's very important to look at those, probably, like I said, more so than even the hard cost.
You know, we've got an event coming up on the 26th of this month, and, you know, people are asking me over and over again, well, how many people are going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
And my answer to them is, well, we expect this amount, but the question is, how many people do you need to connect with to make it worth your while?
One.
Exactly. Your ROI, exactly.
One. I just need one. Because
that
person knows, you know, 500, even 1,000 other people, and so forth and so on. It's not quantity. And again, that's a lot of problems that I see over the years that I've mentored folks. They'll come in to one of our chapters that may be smaller than the other. Oh, well, this is just a small group of people. Or, oh, this is just a group of small business owners. I really want to call on enterprise companies. You do not know who I know, and I don't know who you know. You know, your brother-in-law may be the president of Frito-Lay or something. And it's, so you can't judge quantity or size of a group or size of an event at all. You just got to be willing to get in there and identify those folks that could help you grow your business as well as you help them grow your business.
Exactly. And we tell everyone that if there are five people in the room, essentially each of those five people knows at least 250 people.
Yep.
Minimum.
That's right. Mhm. And now with social media and the LinkedIn, I would say that's probably at least double that, maybe more. I haven't actually seen the numbers on that, but I would think so. I would think so.
Well, and that being said, Peggy, how did we meet?
How did we meet? Oh, you found me on LinkedIn.
On LinkedIn.
You found me on LinkedIn. And
exactly.
Now that we're talking about it, I mean, that is so critical. I was at a seminar just last week, and they were saying that LinkedIn is the number two search engine underneath Google for
it
business
is.
Connections. Number two.
It really is. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I spend about 30 minutes every day, sometimes more, on LinkedIn, because the critical thing about LinkedIn is this. These are people that are not in your circle of influence.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Absolutely
now,
true.
Let's move on. Let's talk about the basic steps. I love this idea. I've got some steps that I use, but what are your steps?
Well, number one is to have a plan, have a roadmap, figure out what your ROI is. But the most critical, I think, is having a well-crafted 30-second commercial.
Amen.
And then, amen is right. Because how many times have you, watched people stand up at an event and they ramble on and on and on? You know, I tell my folks, 30 seconds, do you know what it is? It is just 30 seconds. It's not a dissertation. And I know about dissertations because I typed my husband's dissertation when he was in college. And so, 30 seconds, you've got to get it clear. You've got to get it distinct. You've got to slow down when you talk and not try to cram everything in that commercial. Talk about one product or one service. And then practice. Practice in front of the mirror. I've got two cats, and Pinky and Liza. And I get them in there, and I'll just talk to them. They look at me kind of funny, turn their heads. They really want food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to practice.
I know. I've got a cat, too. They just want to get fed. It's just feed me.
Yeah, they do. Identifying and training your synergy partners, that's probably the fourth and most critical thing, because once we connect, once you and I have connected, I've got to thoroughly understand what it is that you do so that I can tell my circle of connections and how I can connect you. Same thing. You need to get to know me from the standpoint of what levels of management I call on, what types of industries I talk to, and those are the key basic steps of networking.
Well, let me add something to that, if I may. I have a little format that I use when I teach networking in 30-second commercials. And the first format is to answer this question. The question is, what problem are you the solution to?
Mm-hmm.
And the
Absolutely.
Second question is, how are you the solution to the problem?
Mm-hmm.
The third
question
is your value proposition.
Yes.
The third one is, what is your USP, unique selling proposition? What makes you different?
And that's got to be a 30-second commercial.
Exactly. And the fourth one is, what kind of business are you looking for? When today? When today? And so I think that most small business owners don't get that down pat within 30 seconds. What do you think?
I agree, because they spend a lot of time talking about products that they sell or services they sell, or, we're located down here on the corner of, these two streets or whatever, and they don't usually get that value proposition in there. They also
they
don't
do
really, use any of their expertise by saying, I'm certified in this, I'm a senior this, because you can weave that into a 30-second commercial whereby people know that you know what you're talking about. For 30 years, uh-huh. I've been doing packaging. I'm a packaging specialist for over 30 years. I've been doing that. We had a young man in one of our groups that he looks like he's about 12, very young looking, but he's been in the mortgage industry for over 10 years, and he's a senior loan officer, and he was vying uh-huh. for the position in our group. And we had a couple of other guys that were a little older, a little more gray beard, as you would say. And I knew that uh-huh. he had a spark about him that we wanted him in our group. And so I told him, I said, every time you do your commercial, you need to always say, I'm a senior loan officer with X company, because it gives you credibility. Because everybody,
right.
and these other guys were looking at him like, oh, yeah, we've got this one over him. And they really didn't, because, and he's now one of our chapter leaders.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's so interesting because people do not, they don't, in my opinion, they do not talk about themselves enough. You'll get their name,
mm-hmm.
which is really not what you want. You want to know what they can do for you. What's in it for
Absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sure.
So my next thing is, tell me what you think about social media. We talked about LinkedIn a little bit, but really give me, and I made a comment to you the other day when we talked, that you and I have probably forgotten most more networking tools than most people ever learn because we've been in it so long.
Yeah.
But
well,
social
one of the
media
first
is
things,
a new, go ahead.
Well, it's so new, and a lot of people are coming kicking and screaming into social media because they don't really understand what it can do for them.
Uh-huh.
But the main thing is that they need to have consistent profiles on everything. You need to
That's
say
right.
the same thing on LinkedIn as you say on your Facebook fan page, on your Twitter. All of that needs to be consistent across the board. And then when you create those, they need to have keywords, because remember I said LinkedIn is the number two search engine underneath Google. The way you found me, I would assume, is that you were searching for a business networking expert or specialist or something like that. And I just recently changed my title in LinkedIn from president and owner of my company to say business network lead generation expert. Because the first
right.
four words in that title is what Google will search for, and that's what will come up whenever you're searching anything.
And that's absolutely correct. You know, people don't understand. I remember back in 2008 when I wrote my first book on social media. At that time, it was called Social Networking. And
mm-hmm.
people would ask me, well, why do I need to be on Facebook or Twitter? And my answer to them was, if you're not there, your competitor is.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You've got to be there. But guess
mm-hmm.
what, Peggy? Now no one's asking that question.
That's true. And another thing, too, all of my connections, most of them have always been that they knew me from the packaging industry. And uh-huh. even though I talk about it to my customers and all, I needed to establish myself as a business networking expert
uh-huh.
because a lot of people didn't know that how involved I had been with this group that I was talking about. And so I started writing on Facebook and on LinkedIn and on Twitter things about just little one-liners about sales, about networking, about leadership. And all of a sudden people going, well, wow, I didn't know you did that. And, you know, or if I'd run into someone I hadn't seen in a while, I've been watching your stuff on LinkedIn. I've been watching your things on Facebook. And so all
uh-huh.
of a sudden, I'm beginning to be known as a go-to person for networking.
An expert
so
in your industry.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that you can do to get yourself recognized is write about it. And it doesn't, again,
what?
It doesn't have to be a dissertation. It can be, you know, I think they say a blog should be about 200 to 500 words, and but you know, I put one-liners out on Facebook and on LinkedIn all the time, something having to do with sales.
Well, let me ask you this question. How much time do you think one should spend on their social media exposure every single day?
I don't know. I probably spend more than I should because sometimes, you know, you have to get in there and you just keep it. I don't know. I think that's an individualized thing. Depends on your business. But what I do is I spend less than an hour on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do
mm-hmm.
something every single day. Now, mm-hmm. I also put things out on Hootsuite. And for those in the audience that doesn't know what that is, it's a social media management tool, and it's free. It's called
uh-huh.
Hoot, as in Hootsuite, HOOTSUITE.com. And so I program things to automatically post to my social
uh-huh.
medias throughout the day. I'm not sitting there every 2 hours and writing a post.
Right.
So time-wise, I would say no more than an hour, probably
uh-huh.
30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes is about what I recommend. That's just me.
Yeah.
Well, now, let's explain what Adware is and why
what,
people should
I'm
use
sorry.
It. Adware.
Adware. I'm not that familiar with Adware.
Okay. It is a tool that you can post on your social media profile, but you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't use it, you know, just my preference. I don't use it because I know that there's a lot of organic marketing out there that one can do.
Uh-huh.
And not paying for different advertisements is not what I do. I don't do that at all.
Yeah, I don't either. I like free because it's very inexpensive.
Well, tell me this. You know, I love this conversation. Let me ask you this. What is the one mistake, a misconception about networking that people have? I know what I think. What do you think?
I think it's that they are there to sell. And if you go there to sell,
mm-hmm.
you're there for the wrong
mm-hmm.
reasons. You're really there to
mm-hmm.
make the connections and seize opportunities.
That's right.
If you're there for the wrong reason, and that's a lot of complaints. People say, well, I've been in this group for 6 months, and I haven't told anybody anything.
Uh-huh,
well,
uh-huh.
you know, I always go back. Zig Ziglar said, you can have anything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they
that's
want.
Right. That's
so
right.
in networking, you've got to be a giver. You've got to
that's
not
right.
only open up your contacts to others, you've got to freely give that, volunteer even to be part of the leadership of your group, of your organization. And I guarantee you that has been what jump-started my speaking and training business is my involvement in the leadership and my networking group.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
We
have so much in common. With regard to networking, it's just refreshing to meet someone who has the same mindset and thought processes that I have in terms of networking. Be a giver, not a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's number one.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Janice.
You know, one of the things I love about this show, Peggy, is I came from traditional radio. It cost me a lot of money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2000, and the small business community couldn't afford it. So in 2008, we went on to the blog talk format, web-based. And that profile, that platform, I could afford to do some free stuff
mm-hmm.
to give small business owners exposure. Stan, Peggy, we have done more than 1,000 shows. Frankly, I lost count. Because I do 4 shows a week. Some are paid, some are not. But mostly it's to give the exposure to the small business owner. Now, think about this. We know that content is king.
Right.
Because I got over 1,000 shows on the internet right now. Guess what? This show, right, that we're listening to right now is number one in terms of web-based radio in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
That's great. You're obviously doing something right, my friend.
Well, but it's giving.
Yeah.
You cannot charge for everything.
That's true. You
well,
can't.
Well, right back, don't go away. Don't go away. Janice Montgomery, Albo Kai Straza with Miss Peggy Edge, and we are talking about small business owners on a show called The Competitive Edge. It was so funny when Peggy and I began to talk, and I said, well, Peggy, I've got a show called The Competitive Edge. She goes, you stole my name. Remember, Peggy?
Yeah.
But no, we've been on since 2008, and it's all about small business owners. And we just love what we do. I can tell it. I see your passion. I hear it in your voice. We want to make sure that the small business owners know that we can at least do a 15-minute free radio interview with them. So anyone out there that's listening, the audience, if you know someone who is looking for additional exposure, there are two things we'll do. One, we'll interview them for 15 minutes. And two, if we have the time, we will provide the MP3 file for them to upload to their website of their radio interview. Now, how awesome is that, Peggy?
Oh, that's great. That would be wonderful.
And that means content, content, content.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Now, in closing, let's go ahead and give your contact information and talk about where they can find you. Go ahead.
They can find me at two places. They can find me at peggyedge.com, and they can find me at edgepackaging.com. They can also find me on LinkedIn. They can find me on Facebook. I have a business page, and it's Peggy Edge fan page. And you can also find me on Twitter at Peggy Edge. And
love
here
it,
in
Tampa.
Yeah. I work out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I do have clients in Houston and San Antonio, Austin area, and even out west in Lubbock. I have a new client in Lubbock. And but I'm mostly right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
And this show, Peggy, is archived online, first of all. So, therefore, you will be able to drive traffic to the show via Facebook, via Twitter, and via
mm-hmm.
LinkedIn. I will go ahead and give you the link, the tiny URL to do that. I'll do that. And I'll also give you the MP3 file so that you can promote this show. Because we're here to help each other.
Absolutely.
Let's not forget Miss Peggy Edge. Petty Edge Consulting in Dallas, Texas. And Petty will be at the Insight Motivational Speakers Leadership Conference on March 26th at the Texas Motor Speedway.
I'm looking forward to that.
I am too. I am excited about it, and we have a whole list of speakers. And Peggy, I cannot wait to see you tomorrow. I've never met Peggy, ladies and gentlemen.
But we know tomorrow each other, right?
We do. We know each other, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll meet face-to-face for the first time. The power of networking. In closing, Peggy, any final remarks?
Just go out and make those connections and seize those opportunities and be willing to give first, because when you give, you will get it in return. That's for sure.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Peggy. Thank you, audience. And we'll see you at the top. Bye now.